Blog Talk Radio.
So praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Miracle Man Show. Here on Wednesday, September the 11th of 2019. And I'm your host for this program, the Miracle Man Show. And I want to apologize for yesterday and today. The reason why I've been starting so early today and yesterday was due to the Ministry of Health conference, which means that, like, when I would have done the show, I'd be like, and I'll be at church. So, but I still want to do the program, which is why I have made it a bit earlier. But come this coming Monday, we'll be back to normal time. Okay? So, that's it on that. But I do want to say, this will be the only thing I'll say about the event of that was a day that changed America forever. I remember where I was, as I'm sure many of you remember where you were when you got the horrible news about those cowardly acts.
I remember
that happened, because that's what those acts were. They were cowardly acts. For a time, at least, people in America were united. For a time. Sadly, we no longer are. But I just want to say, it's really important that as Christians that we pray over this great country. And that God, I'm so glad that God had his hand on America. And I just pray that he would just keep us all safe wherever we are. Speaking of, all right. And God is on our side no matter what happens. Weather news. The National Weather Service has us under a severe thunderstorm watch until 11 p.m. tonight. And so stay on alert for possible warnings. I was actually unaware of a warning last night, because while I was at church during the conference, we were doing worship when the warning started. I don't know if it was because there were no windows or what, but they did not activate. A plan. You know, a shelter plan, like you're supposed to have when there's a tornado warning. I feel like sometimes, depending on how bad it is, sometimes just being away from windows can be sufficient, maybe, sometimes. Could that be it, Kelly, maybe?
I think.
Depending on how bad it is, because, like, if it's in a place where there's windows around and there's a warning, they have to activate their procedures. If there are windows, I mean. I remember last year when a warning started, and then it became a hoax, and then it turned out to be a hoax because a minute or 2 minutes later it was turned off. Remember?
I don't remember.
There was one because I was doing the show. And I went straight to the bathroom because I got a warning alert on my phone.
Oh, okay.
Only a couple minutes later, when I went to check it again, there was no longer a warning.
Like you said.
And then I stayed back in there for like 5 more minutes just to see. The reason I stayed back there was because, like, better safe than sorry. And then when I saw there wasn't one, I figured, okay, it's safe. You know?
That one yesterday was something
else. But it all depended on where you were.
Yeah.
And luckily, everybody made it. No. And that tornado that touched down, I think, was like an EF0 or EF1, I think.
I don't know what the categories mean, but they said Merrill got hit and parts of Hemlock.
What did it destroy?
I don't know, but I was looking at the book at the same time, and they kept saying it's heading towards Merrill, and then it went all the way to Saginaw. It was gone. So it was just weird.
So it just touched down very briefly.
Yeah.
It wasn't on the ground long enough to do too much damage, apparently.
Nobody got hurt.
I mean, this is what I'm saying.
But that being said, listeners, just stay on alert. Now, about the conference, listeners, it's been really good so far. I will tell you on Monday a bit more about what all has been talked about so far this week. So, we've been dealing with worship and a lot of other stuff. But this morning, they talked about humility. And I assumed it, and it was a good message. Tonight, I'm not gonna read tonight. I'm just gonna report about faith. Here's a couple things I want to bring to your attention. What is faith? It's Hebrews 11:1. It says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I'm evidence. I'm evidence. Well, you know, faith. I have faith in God. As does my mother. As does my father. The reason I was healed and had so many miracles happen for me when I was little is because my mother chose to live by faith, and my pastor stood with us, and our church stood with us. Without our pastor, without our church, probably would have died. I'm serious. Like when I was like, all those seizures, everything else, my heart stopping during that surgery. God saved my life. Because people have faith in God. There's another verse in the gospel. Is have faith in God. And then in Hebrews 11, gives all these Old Testament examples, including Noah. Abraham, Lot, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Joshua. I should actually say Abraham and Sarah because it was Abraham and Sarah and them having their child. And then after that, it talks about Moses. It talks about, before that, talks about Noah and what happened there with the flood, how Noah built an ark by faith. He didn't do it out of panic and fear, but he did it by faith. And let me tell you something. It's much better to live by faith and know that God has it in his hand than to just live in the natural or to live in fear. Much better to stick to God, have faith in him. Did you know, listeners, that it takes faith just to live today? And part of how you build up faith is by hearing. And hearing specifically the word of God. As great reading the Bible is for your spirit, one thing that does not come from reading the Bible, faith. It comes by hearing the Bible preached. That's why going to church is so important. That's why having great ministers that you can listen to is so important. Whether it's your pastor, some of these other great born again spirit filled pastors. And before you listen to anything from another pastor, find out what that pastor believes in. Do your homework. That way you can make sure that they won't lead you astray as you go about in your walk with Christ. If all you do is read the Bible and don't feel free, well, God's given you a measure of faith, but the only way to have more faith is to hear the word of God. Now, in the days of Jesus' disciples, they had Jesus. They didn't have Kenneth Copeland. They didn't have Brother Hagin. They didn't have John Osteen. They didn't have Dr. Mark C. Barclay. Or any of the other laundry list of spiritual preachers. They didn't have them. They just had Jesus. And sometimes, for whatever the reasons were, they were just doubting him. One thing that was brought up this morning, but Jesus walked from the shore where he had been praying all 4 miles out there to where the boat was. All 4 miles out there to where Peter was and the other disciples on that boat. He walked on the water for 4 miles. I never realized that it was all 4 of those miles. I figured maybe he swam part of it. Because don't you think that would be hard, walking on water for 4 miles? Wouldn't you think it would be easier to just swim it? You would think, right? because obviously he didn't think, but he walked on top of that water in the Sea of Galilee for 4 miles to get out to the boat, and somehow Peter went from faith to fear. He was totally shaken up. He was fearful. He was afraid to try walking on the water. And he almost sunk. And that was a really rough windstorm. Like a marine wind storm type thing. It was the Sea of Galilee, and the Sea of Galilee is only like 7 by 13. I want to say it's actually a lake, I think. Not like the Atlantic or Pacific or anything that big. Yeah, I believe it's. Am I right? Isn't it actually a lake, the Sea of Galilee? I think it is. Because I know one sea over in Asia, like the Caspian or whatever. Yeah, that's actually the world's largest lake. But it's not even a sea to begin with. Like I was saying, they had that big windstorm. And obviously, I'm sure that could be from, possibly from the oceans. Obviously, our Bible doesn't say, but that big storm was going on. And Peter, tries walking on that water, he finds Jesus, and then Peter has to ask him, "You a little faith?" I mean, Jesus has to ask him, "You a little faith? Why did you doubt me?" And he's basically like, Jesus? Well, I don't know. I don't know. He let that storm dictate. For him, instead of him having dominion over it, is what I think happened. If you live by faith, you'll take dominion over those circumstances instead of letting the circumstances dictate to you. Like if you have, cancer, heart disease, or another disease, and you let that thing dictate instead of you taking dominion over it, it won't be so pretty. But if you take authority and curse that thing and say, "I bind you in the name of Jesus. I'm a child of the Most High God. I am healed. I am whole. I'm delivered. I am set free." You got to take dominion rather than let all those situations and circumstances have dominion over you. And that's real important. Taking dominion is one of the best things that you can do. It is, because you just got to have the faith in God in order to live. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word. I thank you that we would be hearers of the doers of this word, Lord God, and not hearers only, and that we will put everything we learned about tonight, that we'll put it into practice in Jesus' name. Amen. Now for sports, with it being Wednesday night, I made sure to save time so that I have time for the football predictions. But before those, first off is Tigers. The Tigers, I was hoping they could surprise the Yankees. They got a good start. They win 12-11. At one point, the Tigers were down 6-0 in the second inning. And then in the third inning, the Tigers scored 6 runs of their own. That's crazy. I don't know how you do that, but they did it. Where was that all those other games they lost? Where was it? And then finally, they end up winning 12-11. Apparently, they didn't have the storms in Detroit because the game ended when it should have. Not maybe just a little bit late, but not because of rain delays, because there weren't any. Because of all the runs and that, and all the pitches and things of that. Tigers try again tonight in Detroit against the Yanks. And then I'll try again tomorrow for that. Football. I start with Midland High, who is on the road to take on Bay City Western at the cornfield of all places. You got two teams that look a bit different from each other, you know, the rivals. Midland is just rolling especially after week two. They cleaned up most all their mistakes that they had in week one, even though they still won in week one. That didn't mean they were necessarily perfect. But last week they cleaned it up. They had a really good game as they had won 45-0. Bay City Western, on the other hand, though, they're not playing like the Warriors. They're not. In one of their games, they got shut out, and the other game, they didn't do well at all, and they only scored like 7 or 10, something low like that. That being said, Bay City Western has their work cut out for them. Well, I expect Mettner and McKemmick to have another nice win. Especially with Al Money doing what he's doing. I love how the offense is looking. Defense looks really good. Give me Comic Book 40, West of Bay City 10. I would have said Warriors or something. It's something to do with the Warriors if they were doing better, but since they're not, I just had to go with West of Bay City. Because they're actually in Auburn, which is closer to here. So I think that's a good one.
Very good.
Yeah. Okay. Dow High is at home to take on Bay City Central at 7 o'clock Friday night at Community Stadium. Bay City Central and Dow High are kind of on similar feet right now. Both of them are winless. They both played very tough opponents in the first 2 weeks. Dow played a rather competitive game week one, close versus Grand Blanc, but then they got throttled by Lapeer on Friday. Where for the Wolves' part, they got blasted at home by Frankenmuth, and then they turn around and get throttled again by state runner-up, Mona Shores. So I figure it should be, well, this will be a good test to see which team is actually better this week. I think Dow is, but at the same time, Bay City Central has some athletes. Have you also heard that Bay City Central is supposed to have some good football athletes this year? With that in mind, I think it'll be a close one. For the pick, I have Dow Jones Industrial, 26, Never Cry Wolf, 23. If I had to come up with something, because I wasn't going to name use the name Bay City in both, anywhere in both of them. That's why I decided Never Cry Wolf. Huh. Isn't that a book or is that a movie, Never Cry Wolf? I was going to use Elmer Engel High, but he's not that famous that anyone out of Bay City would recognize, though, I don't think. Otherwise, I would have used that one, but I decided Never Cry Wolf. Michigan has a bye, so I'm going to pick a different college game instead. But first, Michigan State versus Arizona State in Arizona on Saturday. Michigan State is looking really good. Unless Michigan's looking good too, but they struggled against Army. I don't understand why Michigan is ranked number 10 while Michigan State is ranked number 17. You don't get that either, do you?
I don't.
I feel like, if anything, State should right now at least be ranked ahead of Michigan, if anything.
My son and my husband are going down to that game.
Actually, this game is MSU. What did you say?
My husband and my son are going to the football game.
Oh, wow. But, like I was saying, I think MSU should get another good win. Lewis, you've been doing a pretty good job. I mean, Izzo State, 41. Desert State of Mind, 12. Yep, 41-12. Because Michigan State's been, their defense has been pretty good. That's what I'm going with. Kind of a lower score. Arizona State isn't necessarily the best well-known school. Alabama at South Carolina. Don't ruin it. I know you guys, but here's the thing, though. South Carolina, even though sometimes they don't necessarily always win all their SEC games, they normally play SEC opponents very tough. They always show up to play good, even if they don't always win their games. I expect more of the same from the Gamecocks on Saturday. Alabama does have the edge. They're ranked number 2 in America. But for my pick, Land of Biscuits, 34. Carolina Catfish, 16. Because I think Catfish is kind of a big thing in Carolina, too, isn't it? I think it is, isn't it? Yep, so that's kind of why I went on that. I don't know if South Carolina University is near the beach or not.
I have no idea.
Neither do I. I decided to go with that one because I know catfish is a big thing.
South Carolina?
In the Carolinas, yeah. What scout is it? Who is it?
Hunter.
Oh, Hunter, you were the one that was there this summer?
Yeah.
Did you quit partway through, or what happened?
I actually got fired.
You did?
Yeah.
Who else did?
I don't know.
What'd you do?
I don't know. So I missed the day because on the scheduling thing, it said that I wasn't scheduled. So I just didn't go. And then it turned out that I actually was. And then I called about 3 hours late, and I'm like, hey, I just called my mom, whatever. And I'm like, am I supposed to be in today? And they're like, well, I think we're going to have to, like, end this road that we're on or whatever. And I'm like, okay. And then they're like, you're fine.
That was the first one in.
Yeah.
That's pretty strict.
Yeah. And plus, I didn't really like the people there.
What do you mean you didn't like them?
Was it
Yeah, kind of. And the head guard, I didn't really like her. And she didn't like me at all.
Who's the head guard?
Katie or something. I don't think Katie's as likable as the other ones. Because I like all, because all the other ones, like, they're all sweet and nice.
Yeah.
Never mind that. I'm in the middle of doing something.
Okay.
Sorry, guys. But anyhow, listeners, back to the football. I don't know what that was about. Back to the football now. NFL. We got two more games to pick. NFL. On Sunday, we have the your Detroit Lions. Mine, I should say. They're taking on the Chargers at Ford Field, home opener. What? Hey, what did I tell you about ruining it? Don't ruin it. No, they're not. Excuse me, I mean, be quiet. You got to see what I have to say first.
Okay.
Of course, you're allowed to have your own predictions. These are only my predictions. They're not to be used as yours, necessarily. Just kind of a legal disclaimer there. just in case. You know, but obviously we are allowed to have our own opinions, you know, on that. And that's why I give these. Anyways, Chargers at Lions. Both played in very tough, close games on Sunday. Both of them did. The Lions tie in the debacle at the desert, 27-27 with the Cardinals. And then you have the Chargers winning at home over the Colts, the now luckless Colts, because Luck retired right before the regular season in the prime of his career because of all those injuries that he had problems with. Believe it or not, Andrew Luck is the guy's name. That's why I said luckless Colts.
Are the Packers playing?
Yep. Yep, they are, but I'm going to pick a different game instead. Like I was saying, yeah, Lions, Chargers, it's at Ford Field, 1 o'clock Sunday. And when I'm looking at this, what I see is two teams who are decent. The Lions would be even better if their defense didn't make all those mistakes in the fourth quarter. That was bad. Part of that goes on the coaches, too, I think. And everybody on Sunday, when they go onto that field in Detroit, the Lions, everybody on that squad needs to work together better. Everybody. Not just Stafford and the offensive line, either. I liked what I saw from him. That was good. But that defense needs to finish that game. They must. Like, if the Lions get out and do a nice early lead, that defense must keep that in check. And I do think that the Chargers will make it interesting. However, I do think the Lions will end up winning. For my pick, I've decided Roaring Lions 26, Charging Money 24.
Oh.
All right. Other game. You have the Saints going out west to take on the Los Angeles Rams out in Los Angeles on Sunday at 4:25. This is, in fact, the rematch of the NFC Championship game from this past season. The one that the Saints had a lead and gave up and lost to the Rams in New Orleans. This time, they are in Los Angeles. And when I look at it, the Saints have, they still have Drew Brees, they still have a lot of other good players, but also the Rams still look really good as well. And they're at home, and they just have a really good group of talented players. So I decided for this pick, Ram Trucks 37, St. Peter and Paul 31. And that's my pick. I will do Monday Night Football. That pick will be coming up on Monday itself. And so, folks, until Monday, God first, God always. So long, everybody.